USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama wants to remind farmers that the 2014 Farm Bill requires producers to file a Highly Erodible Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification Form, or AD-1026, with their local USDA service center in order to become or remain eligible for crop insurance premium support. Alabama NRCS state conservationist Dr. William Puckett says this needs to be done by June the 1st.
The new farm bill that was passed this past year, they kind of reestablished the connection between highly erodible land and wetland conservation provisions and the crop insurance subsidies. So if you're out there and you farm, and whether you think that you're going to fall under these provisions or not, you really need to go down to the Farm Service Agency and fill out a Form 1026, and you need to do that by June 1st of this year, because if you don't do it and you are required to have one, you will not be eligible for the cropland insurance subsidies. You'll still be able to get crop insurance, but you won't be able to get the subsidies.
Now, most farmers already have a certification form on file since it's required for participation in most USDA programs like marketing assistant loans, farm storage facility loans, and disaster assistance. But specialty crop growers who receive federal crop insurance premium support but may not participate in other USDA programs, Dr. Puckett notes you must also now file a certification form to maintain your crop insurance premium support.
So I encourage everyone, if you haven't got a 1026 on your farm filled out already, or if you have any questions whether you need one or not, go on down to your FSA office or NRCS office and ask them about it, and make sure you get one filed.
To learn more about filing a Highly Erodible Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification Form, or AD-1026, just contact your local USDA Service Center. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.